So you need to slow down, move over, and give them time to do their job.
That audio from KWCH News. They also want to remind drivers across the state that recent renovations of snowplows have been done, which means the snowplow trucks now have plows on both sides of the truck. As they want to remind drivers that passing trucks now is not the best option when you're driving, but to stay behind them and let them do their jobs. For more information and for up-to-date road conditions, you can go to the website at candrive.org. Mid-America Network News. If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
With the launch of the new year of 2024 also means that tax season is right around the corner. And if you're getting to that line between retirement or staying in the workforce, some financial experts across the state of Kansas are reminding you of the certain income threshold before the government starts removing some of your potential Social Security benefits when you go full retirement.
So the main thing we're talking about today is the final year that you would turn your full retirement age. Okay, for most people, that's going to be right now age 67.
Okay,
now for the younger folks, they're probably going to push that out and out and out. During that age 67, so they just increased it, you can make about $59,000, okay? And if you make more than $59,000, for every $3 over that you make, they claw back a dollar. So you have to be careful in that final year.
That audio from WIBW News, Mid-America Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Cheyenne County Attorney Paul Schwab, along with the Cheyenne County Chief Deputy Attorney Amber Horn, said earlier this week that they have filed complaints against two youth in the community at the ages of 11 and 14 for a run of vandalism. According to News Channel Nebraska, they say the 11-year-old is too young for felony charges and was offered a diversion program, as according to state statute, they do not allow a child under the age of 12 to face felony charges. They say the charges come after damage at Lincoln Park, a break-in at the City of Sydney power plant, a vehicle that was stolen in Sydney businesses, along with other issues, including the totaled private shop that was broken into just weeks ago. According to the Chief Deputy Attorney Horn, they say that they have hired a special prosecutor that has been assigned to the case due to her connection to one of the alleged victims. According to the Sydney Police Office, they were thanking community members for the information leading to the identity of the adolescents that were charged as the first court appearances occurred earlier this week. The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C., plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roll and Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Often when it comes to goal setting, Kansas State University Family Resource Management Specialist Elizabeth Kish says we think it's all or nothing. We think I have to do this or I have to be focused. However, that's not necessarily the best or most successful way to achieve what goals you have. Instead, Kish says to take the long view on setting goals.
If you take a little bit of a longer view, incremental or step by step, you can get a lot done. And if we think about it, we all have, I think it's 168 hours in a week. And how much of that do we actually use to achieve our goals, whatever they are, personal, financial, health goals? And some things really do just take an hour a week, but you can make a big amount of progress on a project for an hour or two a week on a regular basis.
Kish says goals should be realistic. In other words, are they attainable? She also cautions against going overboard trying to accomplish your goals. Instead, she recommends taking a kinder, gentler approach.
For example, I'm a big reader, and I feel like sometimes I don't read as much as I would like to. And so I read somewhere that if you just develop a habit of reading like 7 minutes a day, over time, you're going to finish books. And you might then extend it if you have more time, but just that 7 minutes a day can really make a big difference. It's same with fitness goals. We usually talk about 15 to 20 minutes as a sort of minimum entry point. And if that was all you did was walk 20 minutes a day at a pretty brisk pace, I think you would be heart health-wise in pretty good shape.
It's common to set some type of goal at the beginning of a new year only to see the commitment last a few weeks. Developing a routine can help keep you on track. However, if for some reason you don't reach your intended outcome, Kish says that's okay.
You don't beat yourself up. You just say, okay, well, I haven't walked for 2 weeks, but I'm going to start. Or maybe, you know, I spent a little bit more than I intended to. I went out more than I had planned for. So I'm going to cut back a little bit for the next couple of weeks and just balance, you know. But again, it's about your time horizon, we call it, like how far you look ahead. Some of us, we might have a weekly time horizon, a monthly time horizon, a seasonal time horizon, and then a year, you know, or 5 years.
When it comes to goals, the general recommendation is to write them down, share them with others, and review them periodically. But don't obsess over them. As we age, our goals are most likely going to change. For example, saving for retirement may not be a high priority goal in our 20s, but it will be by the time we are in our 40s or 50s. Kish says one issue many of us deal with is the fear that we'll outlive our money.
But also just what are you going to do? How are you going to stay active? How are you going to stay interested and curious and all of those things? And I think that all has to do with family resource management. How will you live? Where will you live? You know, what do you need? What sort of supports might you need? And just to start thinking about those things, because it comes faster than we realize.
When thinking about well-being over a lifespan, Kish says the goal is to achieve balance. Kish says a wellness wheel, which illustrates a wellness model with 8 dimensions, social, physical, emotional, occupational, spiritual, intellectual, environmental, and financial, provides a sense of balance between your body, spirit, and mind.
And the spokes of the wheel are the different dimensions of wellness. And then if you draw a circle and draw those spokes and label it, and then you put like an X or whatever where you are on the spoke, if you're pretty round, you could think of that as balanced. Even if you're narrow, you might be balanced but have less well-being. Or if you're further out on some but narrow and others, then it's like you have a flat tire. And so you've got some areas that you might work on. This is, again, a place for thinking about longer term or, you know, what are the small, relatively easy changes or behaviors that you could start or stop that will make a big difference in your life. And that's where, you know, you probably want to put your energy, is the higher payoff, but the less effort.
Helen E. Lears, 92, formerly of Seneca, passed away December 30th. Visitation will be held Saturday, January 6th from 9:30 until 10:30. with rosary at 10:30 with a funeral mass following at 11 at Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca. Memorials can be made to St. Peter and Paul Parish in Seneca with Lauer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ellen E. Lears.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started. Or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Friday, hamburger with potato wedges, pea salad, and apricots. Monday's menu, chicken strips, mac and cheese, Brussels sprouts, and blushing pears.
Enroll in Farm Bureau Financial Services Driveology, and you'll instantly save 10% on your auto insurance premium. Over time, your safe driving habits could earn you even bigger savings, up to 50%. Learn more and start saving with Driveology at fbfs.com/save. 10% savings applied at enrollment for select coverages. Future savings based on individual driving behaviors and varies by coverages selected. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some rain and snow showers today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid-30s. A slight chance for some rain and snow early tonight, then staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Mostly cloudy into Saturday with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s, and partly cloudy skies Saturday night with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Some sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Then rain showers become likely into Sunday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. Southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Rain and snow showers become likely into Monday, cloudy and still breezy with our highs in the upper 20s and upper 30s. Easterly winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then rain and snow will continue into Monday night with our lows in the lower teens and lower 20s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. A slight chance for some snow early on Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-20s and lower 30s, and clearing up Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature for this date, 38 degrees. Record high recorded 62, while the record low is negative 20. Sunrise this morning at 7:49, while sunset at 5:15.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill cost for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
Reflections in downtown Marysville thanks all for a wonderful year and looks forward to what the new year has to bring. With the largest assortment of Hallmark ornaments, greeting and holiday cards, KU and K-State gear, and other trinkets to fill the house. Reflections in Marysville, as always,
so much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
From Sharon and the staff at Reflections Hallmark, have a happy new year.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. A thriller in San Francisco. Nuggets at the Warriors. A furious fourth quarter rally by the Nuggets erased an 18-point deficit to tie in the final seconds, where Nikola Ain't No Jokic called game from just inside half court.
Aaron Gordon looks in, throws it off over to Jokic. 2 seconds. He's across the timeline from 45 feet.
Got it at the horn! Nikola Jokic!
Jokic buries the Golden State Warriors. As heard on the Altitude Sports Radio Network, Nikola Jokic capping a 34-point night with the game-winning off-the-bank three-ball, the Nuggets ending on a 25-4 run to stun the Warriors 130-127. To San Antonio, where the French phenom Victor Wembanyama would face the Greek freak for the first time with the Bucks in town, Giannis Antetokounmpo would prove too strong for the Spurs. Left wing, tie game, 56 seconds to go. Giannis with a ferocious slam right in the face of Kelton Johnson. WTMJ with the call, one of multiple ferocious slams by Antetokounmpo on the night. Bucks win a thriller, 125-121. To the NHL, Florida and Las Vegas. After going down 1-0 early, the Panthers would pounce on the Golden Knights.
Reinhardt grabs the puck, Montour long shot tip, and they score, and it's Matthew Tkachuk right out in front. Redirects that point shot, and the Panthers take a 2-1 lead.
The call on WQAM, Panthers cruise to a 4-1 win. In Dallas, the Stars and Avalanche took a 4-4 game to overtime where Nathan MacKinnon would complete his pair of goals in the night with the winner.
Pucks it around, MacKinnon on a breakaway. Can he win it in overtime? MacKinnon, you bet he can!
KKSE on the call, 5-4 Avs, your final. Top 25 men's hoops, 10th-ranked Arizona down Colorado. Number 15 Memphis beat Tulsa and 19th-ranked James Madison over Louisiana Lafayette. This is ABC Sports.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Friday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville resumes North Central Kansas League play hosting Abilene. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights is home to Troy. Frankfort entertains Hanover. Axtell is host to Clifton Clyde. Washington County home to Donovan West. Lynn entertains Centralia, and Diller O'Dell is host Falls City Sacred Heart.
Sheer Quality Furniture applauds the Beatrice students who study relentlessly in academic areas like art, FFA, language arts, math, music, band, science, and more. Good luck at this week's event, scholars, from Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice. When you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available. Blue Valley Door Company is proud of the Beatrice High School students who are dedicated to their studies in all areas of academics. From Blue Valley Door Company in Beatrice, we service and install all styles of garage doors and openers. Seamless guttering as well for farm, industrial, residential doors and openers. Family Fair is excited to wish the dedicated Falls City and Sacred Heart High School students the best of luck at this week's event, and knows the scholars have studied hard to get top ratings in all areas of academics. From Family Fair in Falls City, formerly known as SunMart. See our website for rewards and digital coupons.
Good Friday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Friday, which means it's time for the latest Steckline Report with Larry Steckline. Good morning, Larry.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Steckline Report here on Cake. Nice to have you aboard again. Well, just a few days ago, maybe a couple, 3 weeks ago, when I talked about an emergency assistance program that USDA had for livestock producers. They have an indemnity program to help those of us who had a big loss of cattle during the heat. I'll be talking more about it because it's kind of interesting. They turned me down for my assistance program because they said that it just wasn't going to fit the program, although it looked to me like it was identical to what the problems were that they would cover. Consequently, one of the things that they didn't like was the fact that I didn't have the exact date that every one of them died. I don't sleep with them. I watch them pretty close. but I maybe missed a day or two. But now they came out and said, oh, we're going to forgive that. Not for me. USDA as a whole says now they're not going to be that critical that you have to know within an hour or two when they died. In any event, I'm exaggerating now, so be careful. Now comes, well, hey, I'm going to back in for a little assistance. No, now they're checking for something else. Did it happen on a day when it was hot and humid? Then they've got another problem. How the veterinarian described the disease. They say, the vet said that it kind of showed us pneumonia. It went from this disease to maybe a pneumonia type death. Oh, they don't cover pneumonia. Folks, apply for it. Hope you get it. I'm going to continue to fight for it. See you on the next Techline Report.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 50.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. K-State continues to spend time researching topics important to Kansas and agriculture producers. Director of Research for K-State Research and Extension, Jane Hsu, discusses a little bit of work that has been done at Kansas State University. She talks about the value of collaboration in research for the university and Kansans.
On the ground, collaboration across the university, I think, is at an all-time high, and it's only going to get better, both from the president's office, and he sees the value of research, and particularly, I think, a guy that comes from a research background and an agriculture background, he sees what that can do not only for the university, but also for the people that we serve all across the state. And this is an agricultural state, and we are serving all the people of the state, so that collaboration across agriculture, across vet medicine, across biology, across, you know, our social sciences, our business folks, all the way across the university, and really looking at how what we do at K-State impacts people's lives.
Hsu explains one of the institutes that was established at K-State to support a necessity.
The new water institute that's, you know, for the whole state of Kansas, that's bringing in, you know, folks in at KU and folks in the state, folks in the Department of Water, you know, across the entire state to work on using the resources that we have, the people, the networks that we have to look at water in all the different ways that we're going to need to. It's not going to be one silver bullet that's going to fix the needs that we have. You know, it's all the way from people that are looking at how do we put just the right amount of water, where we want it, when we want it, how do we get water that we don't want, you know, out of our fields, how do we make sure that the quality of water that we have in our municipal cities is good, high quality to drinking water as well.
There's research that she is especially interested in for 2024.
I think other kind of areas that I'm really excited about is value-added agriculture, and particularly in food. And whether we're talking about human food, plant and animal, so dairy's coming online, and that's a great and growing area. The opportunity for K-State with some of their new facilities to really be responsive to folks in animal agriculture, folks in plant agriculture as well, in some of those facilities being at a level that the students that are coming through and that we're training are going to be really useful as they get out into industry as well.
That was Director of Research for K-State Research and Extension, Jane Chu, on work that has or will be taking place at the university to benefit agriculture and its people. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing Shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Few things are more comforting on a cold winter day than a savory bowl of soup. Some fun soup facts in observance of National Soup Month on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 5th, the fifth day of the year. Actresses Diane Keaton and January Jones share a birthday today, and construction of the Golden Gate Bridge began on this day in 1933. The coldest month of the year also happens to be, coincidentally, National Soup Month. While you're slurping, here's a few fun soup facts to ponder. The oldest known record of soup dates to 6000 BC, made from hippopotamus. Legend has it that Frank Sinatra had chicken and rice soup before every stage performance. Those soup paintings by Andy Warhol, they're said to be inspired by his lunch every day for 20 years. And according to the Campbell's Company, America's favorite soup remains chicken noodle to the tune of about 250 million cans each year. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It is the final week of regular season football for the NFL, with the Kansas City Chiefs already locking in their victory for the AFC West for 8 years in a row. Are on the road to take on the Chargers this week on Sunday with kickoff at 3:25. It was a big victory for the Chiefs last week on Sunday as they took on the Cincinnati Bengals at home at Arrowhead Stadium, winning 25-17, keeping them atop the AFC West with an overall record of 10-6. The Chiefs have also secured the 3 seed for the playoffs coming up after this week, with a potential look at a home game early on in playoff season. The Chargers are coming off their latest loss against the Denver Broncos last week, 16-9, as they are sitting atop the AFC West with an overall record of 5-11. Overall, in the last game the Chiefs took on with the Bengals, they ran for a total of 373 yards total for the game, with 241 passing yards and 132 rushing yards, averaging near 7 yards per play. Mid-America Network Sports.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Claim your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your 7 Clans Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash. 7 Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at 7 Clans First Council Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Winnegar Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Winnegar Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Winnegar Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Winnegar Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at WinnegarDrilling.com.
College basketball back in action this weekend, as well as we get into some conference play across the Mid-America region. And for the Big 12 Conference, with the number 2 seed Kansas Jayhawks at home in Manhattan taking on TCU. That tip-off on Saturday at 1 p.m. They're coming off their big victory against Wichita State, the first time that those two teams have played in more than 9 years, as they won 86-67 on Saturday last weekend. Kansas State also geared up for their first conference game this weekend, with tip-off at 5 p.m. on Saturday as they're taking on the UCF Knights. Kansas State and UCF evenly matched near towards the bottom of the Big 12 Conference overall. The Kansas Jayhawks are sitting number 4 with an overall record right now at 12-1. Right now, Houston sits atop the overall Big 12 Conference, followed by BYU. The Oklahoma Sooners and Kansas Jayhawks are tied in that number 3 spot at 12-1, followed by Iowa State and TCU. Wichita State Shockers on the road this weekend as well, taking on Temple. That game on Sunday at 12 p.m. for tip-off. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville resumes North Central Kansas League play, hosting Abilene. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights is home to Troy. Frankfort entertains Hanover. Axtell's host to Clifton Clyde. Washington County home to Donovan West. Lynn entertains Centralia. And Diller O'Dell is host Fall City Sacred Heart.
Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Chance for snow becoming mixed precipitation today. Otherwise, overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 35. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently 28.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks continue to slide for a third straight day, closing at the session's lows. Dow closed up 10 points, while the S&P fell 16 and the Nasdaq gave up 82. Investors are trying to read signals that a solid job market may be keeping inflation from cooling off as quickly as it could. First-time jobless claims fell again last week as the Labor Department continues to show resilience despite elevated interest rates. They dropped to 202,000 in the final week of 2023, down 18,000 from the week before. The government's December employment numbers will be released on Friday. Peloton surged almost 14% on word that it's going to partner with TikTok on short-form workout videos. Walgreens is cutting its dividend nearly in half as a drugstore chain looks for ways to strengthen its balance sheet. The company, which runs a network of about 13,000 stores worldwide, also announced a better-than-expected fiscal first quarter. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
KNDY.
Right now, and once you get ISSA certified, they guarantee you'll get a job. Trainers can make as much as $200 an hour. Yes, I said $200 an hour. And with ISSA, you can be certified in as little as 4 weeks. Just text TEAM to 323232 now to get started for free. You do everything at your own pace and 100% online.
Pursue your passion in specializations like yoga, nutrition, or strength training. Live your life on your terms. Get certified and train like you want. Start your own business, work at a gym, or make health and